Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Parshas Vayera. Chapter 18 begins with a visit from Hashem to Avraham, followed by Avraham hosting and caring for three angels, and the amazing news that Sarah was going to have a baby. In this same chapter, Avraham is informed of the impending destruction of Sodom and argues valiantly but ultimately unsuccessfully for its salvation. And then in chapter 19, Sodom is destroyed and Lot, Avraham's nephew, is saved. In chapter 20, we have the story of Avimelech's kidnapping of Sarah. And then in chapter 21, Yitzchak is born. But Sarah sees troubling behavior of Yishmael, and he and Hagar are sent away. Yishmael almost dies and is saved by a visit from an angel who shows Hagar a well. And in chapter 22, we have Akedas Yitzchak. So this week's parsha begins with a visit from Hashem. Vayira elav Hashem be'elone mamre. Hashem appears to him in elone mamre. V'hu yoshiv pesach ha'ohel kachom hayom. And he is sitting at the opening of the tent at the heat of the day. But the very next pasuk lets us know. Vayisa enav, Avraham lifts his eyes. Vayar v'hine shlosha nashim nitzavim alav. There were three men standing over him. Vayar, and he sees, Vayaretz l'krasami pesach ha'ohel, and he runs to greet them from the opening of his tent, Vayishtachu arza, and he bows to the ground. Rashi tells us that each of these three angels had a mission. One to give the wonderful news to Sarah, one to destroy Sodom, and one to cure Avraham and also to save Lot. There is a medrash that speaks about these three angels. Reish Lakish Amar, Af Shemos Malachim, Michael, Raphael, v'Gavriel. We know who these three angels were. They were Michael, Raphael, and Gavriel. But then Rabbi Levi talks. Echad nidmalo bidmus sadaki, v'echad nidmalo bidmus navati, v'echad bidmus aravi. What does this mean? Rabbi Levi says, as explained by the Matnas Kahuna, that one came as a baker, and one came as a sailor, and one came as a desert dweller. So what Reish Lakish says has become well known, Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael, but this medrash from Rabbi Levi, what does it mean? A sailor, a baker, a desert dweller? The angels came in costume? There is a Gemara Sanhedrin that speaks about what happened when Hashem created the world. Before Hashem made man, Hashem consulted with a group of angels. Should I make them? And they unanimously said no. So Hashem asked another group, and finally, after, a third. The third group said to Hashem, everyone is telling you not to, but it's your world. Do what you want. When the awful, catastrophic story of the first 10 generations of the world played out, these groups came back to Hashem and said, weren't we correct when we told you not to make man in the first place? And Hashem's answer was, Va'ad zikna anihu. What does this mean? Until old age I am? The Medrash tells us elsewhere that the world is divided into three parts. One third is sea, one third is desert, and one third is inhabited. We're starting to understand. The Zera Barich says now this makes so much sense. That is a description of the three groups. The three groups of angels represented each part of the world. And when they came back to Hashem to talk about the disaster that the human race had turned out to be, Hashem said, just wait, va'ad zikna anihu. The Gemara says this refers to Avraham Avinu, but Avraham Zakein. And now in our Parsha, Hashem sends three malachim. One is a sailor representing the sea. One is a desert dweller, and the baker represents the inhabited world. Almost like Hashem is saying, come, I want you to meet my Avraham. This is what I was talking about. This is what a person can become. And in this week's Parsha, we truly see Avraham in all his glory. We see how great a person can become. In fact, one question that is dealt with by many commentators is the purpose of the visit of Hashem at the beginning of the Parsha. Vayera elav Hashem. The pasuk doesn't state the purpose, and Hashem doesn't speak at all. Rashi famously says that Hashem was being mevaker chola, visiting the sick, that this was the third day after the bris milah of Avraham, and Hashem was visiting him. The Alshech, also connecting the visit to the bris milah, posits that this explains the wording of the pasuk, not vayera Hashem elav, as we are used to seeing, but vayera elav Hashem, that Hashem was so proud of Avraham, had so to speak so much nachas from Avraham, that on this visit, Hashem was not just honoring Avraham by coming, but so to speak, vayera elav Hashem, getting nachas from being with him. How great can a person become? In fact, if we are looking for a theme of this parsha, it does seem to be think big, do big, be big. When the malachim come to Avraham and inform him that Sarah will have a child, her reaction is recorded in the pasuk, Vatitchak Sarah bekirba. Sarah laughed, perhaps inwardly, but she laughed. And she is criticized for this by Hashem himself, who asks Avraham, why did Sarah laugh? Hayipale me Hashem davar? Is there anything too far-fetched for Hashem? Why doesn't she believe me? Ramban asks, this doesn't seem fair. The angels didn't come looking like angels. Remember, our Gemara says they looked like sailors, desert dwellers, and bakers. Elsewhere it says that they all looked like nomadic travelers. Is Sarah expected to believe every random traveler who comes to their home and sends her his wishes for her? In other words, Sarah didn't know they were angels. Certainly didn't know this was a message from Hashem. She wasn't doubting Hashem. She was doubting the nomadic wanderers. Ramban answers, Hashem was saying to Sarah, it's true. You didn't know this message came from me. But if this dream, if this prayer was still alive in you, your response to hearing these words would not be laughter, but amen. Sarah, when did you stop believing that I could give you a child? We say in Tehillim, Pe'alef, Hanochi Hashem Elokecha Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Harchev Picha Vamalehu. I am Hashem who brought you up from Mitzrayim. Open your mouth wide. Ask big. Hashem tells us, don't be scared to ask. I am Hashem who took you up from Egypt. I do miracles. You want hostages released, soldiers safe, wars won? Ask big. It's hard to have the courage to ask big, but perhaps it's even harder to be big. We know that Lot, who after separating from Avraham chose of all places to live in Sodom, and after being miraculously saved in chapter 19 in our Parsha from the destruction of Sodom, he has one more request from the angel. He says like this, Hinena matzav dechachin be'inacha, behold your servant found favor in your eyes. Vatagdel chastacha asher asisa imadien, you did so much kindness to me, lahachayoses nafshi, to save my life. Va'anochi lo uchali imalei tahara, I cannot escape to the mountain. Pented bakini hara avamati, because I am so scared that the evil will stick to me and I will die. The Malach had told Lot to go up to the mountain. Rashi addresses this. What was so scary about living in the mountains? Who lived in the mountains that he was afraid of? And the answer Rashi gives is Avraham did. And Lot said, I can't live near Avraham. I don't want to be judged near Avraham. His standards are so high. He's so great. I can't measure up. Lot had almost died because he had chosen to live with the morally corrupt and cruel and violent people of Sodom. But what scares Lot? Avraham and the high expectations that he may face if he lives near him. And we have another true tragedy in the story of Hagar. Chazal speak of the great potential that was Hagar. And in our parsha, she merits to see an angel, have a conversation with an angel. The conversation is an interesting one. Hagar has gotten lost in the desert. She's truly struggling. She has been banished from her home. She's lost. And her son is dying of thirst. The Malach appears and says to her, Malach Hagar, what's the matter with you, Hagar? What does that mean? What's wrong with you, Hagar? What's the matter, Hagar? What's not wrong? She's banished from her home. Her son is dying of thirst, and she's lost. What is he saying here? The Pnine Da says the Medrash tells us that Hagar on this journey had dropped Hashem and returned to her idol-worshipping ways. And what the angel was telling her was, I know, you're going through a really hard time. You're in a lot of pain, but Hagar, you are still Hagar. You have been educated. You were in the home of Avraham Avinu. You know, you are still Hagar, and you have the potential to remain true to yourself. What you know is true. And she experiences a miracle. And the words the angel tells her are encouraging and empowering. Al tari, don't be afraid. Ki shama Elokim es kol hanar basher husham. Hashem has heard the voice of your son, where he is. Kumi si es hanar, lift your son. Hachziki es yadech bo, hold his hand. Ki l'goy gadol esimenu, she's promised that her son is going to become a great nation. Hashem is with you. Imagine what happens to a person after an encounter with an angel. But just a few psukim later, the pasuk records what we see as the final acts of Hagar. Vatikach lo imo isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. His mother takes for him a wife from Egypt. Rashi sadly comments, me'eretz Mitzrayim mimkom giduleha, the place she grew up. Shenemar v'leshiv cham mitris. That's how she's introduced at the beginning. Hainu da amri inashe. This is what people say. Zrok chutra la'avira. Sometimes you throw a stick in the air. A ikre yikai. It comes right back to you. After all that had been invested in Hagar, invested by Avraham and Sarah, invested by Hashem, by the angels, at the end of the story, she goes right back to the world she started out in and marries her son off to an Egyptian. And with that, she really sealed Yishmael's fate. What would our world look like had she chosen differently? Had she stretched higher? So we have Hagar and Lot on one side. We have Avraham and Sarah on the other side. And choosing greatness is not easy. Choosing greatness is sometimes excruciating and difficult. This parsha concludes with Akedas Yitzchak, and the psukim write about the journey to Akedas Yitzchak. It says in Perek of Beis, Vayisa Avraham Eseina Vayaras Hamakom Mirachok. Avraham lifted his eyes and he saw the place from a distance. The Netziv in his Sefer Emek Dever asks that Rashi tells us how Avraham identified the place. How did he know it was the place? It was because he saw the Shechina resting on it. So the Netziv asks, why does the Pasuk say he lifted his eyes to see? You don't see Shechina with your physical eyes. You don't need to lift your eyes. And he answers so poignantly that this 3-day journey to the Akedah was so difficult and painful for Avraham, knowing what he was setting out to do, not knowing where he was going and when the journey would actually end, and when he would need to fulfill the command of Hashem, walking side by side with his son, he walked and he walked, and then he lifted his eyes, the Netziv says, because it was so painful for him, because it was so difficult for him, that he was lifting his eyes in prayer and asking Hashem, Hashem, this is hard, please, can't do this part of the test any longer, help me. And at that moment, immediately, Hashem showed him Har HaMoriah. So Parshas Vayera, a parsha about just how great we can become until Hashem himself has nachas just from being around us and shows us off, so it were, to his angels. And that we should not set limits. We can ask for big things when we daven, like Sarah was told, and not to limit our aspirations for greatness. And when it gets difficult, we don't walk away from possibilities and opportunities like Lot did. And we don't give in and give up on our potential like Hagar did. We can daven. We can tell Hashem we are struggling, that it's difficult. But we keep on going. Almost at the end of the parsha, after Avraham is told at the very last second, hold back the knife, the pasuk says, Ki ata yadati ki rei Elokim ata. And again, many commentaries talk about this. Now I know you are God-fearing? Did Hashem not know this about Avraham before? But the Sferno posits that this is not the angel speaking for God. This is the angel talking. And what he says here is monumental. He says, the angel, I always wondered why Hashem is so focused on humans, even more than on angels and heavens. I never understood. But now I do. I see people can do something that angels cannot. You can choose. You can approach a struggle and choose to act. And in this way, you are actually more similar to Hashem than angels are, because you actually own your behavior, just like Hashem does. And so this parsha that begins with the angels being shown just how great a person can become concludes with an angel himself marking the greatness of Avraham. We can be great. Thank you for studying together.